now solve for really the solutions to the Schrodinger equation of electrons moving through the crystal. So up until now, for electrons, we said they're free electrons. They're just in a box with zero potential energy. But now what we want to do is solve the Schrodinger equation for electrons moving through a periodic structure. And what we'll get is something called the dispersion relation or the band structure of a material. I've drawn it here for silicon. And for silicon, you see here at the bottom, there's something that looks like a parabola. This is the energy K parabola for the free electron system. The dispersion relationship in a free electron system looks like this, but then it's going like a parabola, and then it reaches the Brillouin zone boundary. So at the Brillouin zone boundary, the electron waves will diffract like the phonons did and the photons did. So the dispersion relationship bends over and hits the Brillouin zone boundary in both of these cases at 90 degrees. And then there are higher energy solutions. And if you have electrons moving through a silicon crystal, and this direction from gamma to x is out in the 1, 0, 0 direction. So if I know I have a k value, and moving in the one waves with a k value of this amount, moving in the 1, 0, 0 direction, then the only allowed energies they can have is this one, and this one, and this one, and so forth, up like that. So for free electrons, we had this, we had a dispersion relationship that looks like this. And now when we apply the periodic lattice, then we get a dispersion relationship that's a little bit more complicated. And once we calculate this dispersion relationship, it's possible from this to generate the density of states. The density of states would be calculated by choosing all values of k in the first Brillouin zone for every one of those, calculating all the energies associated with that, and then we make a histogram. How often do those energies appear? And that will be the density of states that we should put in the formulas to calculate the thermodynamic properties.